All of your covenant promises of redemption are backed by the Word of God. Learn how to overcome the pressures of this world and defeat the devil as you speak God's Word. Next, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have shared over the years the importance of keeping the Word going into your eyes and into your ears. When you do, it gets down into your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth speaking in faith. And today, we are airing a special broadcast from the KCM archives that are going to help you live successfully by faith. It's revealing the glory of God and being a daily witness of Him. Now, let's join Brother Copeland and learn more about the integrity of the written Word.
If you have your Bibles, open them with me today to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to see something here that will give you your grounds for victory, praise God, every day, all day, everywhere you go, whatever you do. And that's what we're looking for. That's what this broadcast is all about, is to bring you to a place where your life is in a daily process of victory, day by day by day by day. That's what this is about. Daily victory in Christ Jesus. Walking a life that is positive, a life that is productive, a life that is by faith, a life that shows and reveals the glory of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and is a standard daily witness to Him. I remember hearing this years ago. Somebody said, if they made Christianity against the law, would there be enough evidence on you to convict you? Praise God. I tell you, that got to me back there years ago, and I'm bound and determined that there is going to be evidence in my life that Jesus is alive and that He is Lord. We're talking about the realities or the realness of redemption. We are redeemed. We're not going to be redeemed after we die and go to heaven. We're redeemed now. That's the reason we're going to heaven after we die. So we can walk in this life in positive resistance to those things we're redeemed from and walk in a positive yielding by faith to the Holy Spirit. In this life, in this earth, in this no good, rotten, here and now place that seems so infested with death. Well, even with death all around you, even with sickness and disease all around you, you can walk in resistance to temptation, in resistance to sickness, in resistance to poverty, in resistance to disease, in resistance to the devil, in resistance to doubt, in resistance to sin, sickness, demons, fear, and all of the curse of the law. Praise God. All of that curse that came on this earth by Adam and Satan coming in union together, you can walk in resistance to that. Now, in addition to that, let me make a little additional statement to that right now. All that it takes, think about this now, all that it takes for you to be a success in this life, in this earth, was bought and paid for by Christ Jesus on Calvary's cross. His precious blood bought and paid for everything that it takes for you to be successful, spirit and soul and body, financially and socially. Everything that it takes was bought and paid for at Calvary's Mountain. Praise God. Hallelujah. That ought to be enough to turn you on right there. Praise God. All right. Romans chapter 8. We're talking about the integrity of the written Word of God. The Bible said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same, God and His Word are the same was in the beginning with God, and there was nothing created that was not created by Him, there was nothing therefore created that was not created by His Word. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1, He is upholding all things by the Word of His power. He raised Jesus from the dead with His Word. So His written word, as the Bible says, His precious promises, these exceeding precious promises in this written word is where we become partakers of His power or His divine nature. His faith, His love, His joy, His peace, His long-suffering, all of these things, we partake of them by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17 says. All right. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, I want to do something here that will give you some insight and show you some things about your flesh. You remember yesterday we were talking about, and I read to you just before we closed from the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, the 13th, 14th verses, says that, well, in fact, I'm going to turn over then and read that again. Hebrews chapter 5, the last two verses. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. In other words, he's a spiritual baby. The Bible says that we have a spiritual birth. We are born again. And then there's spiritual growth that has to come by. The book of Ephesians says, speaking the truth to one another in love. We grow thereby. So, everyone that uses milk, you remember what Peter said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby? All right. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But the strong meat of what? The strong meat of the word, belongeth to them who are of full age, or those who have grown up spiritually. The Bible says for us to grow up into him in all things, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Have their flesh or their senses. I remember when I was just a boy, of course I was raised, you know, in church. I was raised in Southern Baptist Church. My mother and father have served God all of their married life and of course all of my life. And I was raised in that church. Now, you know, every time somebody would talk about the flesh and they'd read scriptures like the flesh, you know, in the Bible, what the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death, what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh. The minute they said flesh, I don't know why, I immediately thought about sex. I think about half to two-thirds of the whole body of Christ, if you mention flesh, they think about sex. I know they do if you mention lust. Lust don't mean sex. Sex is something that the devil can use to make lust out of. Lust means pressure. You can bring people under pressure with dope, alcohol, jealousy, all different kinds of things. All that's lust. But here, when it's talking about the flesh, talking about putting the flesh under, talking about dominating the flesh, it's talking about the five physical sense gates. These gates through which we receive and catalog and categorize information out in this physical, natural, flesh world. Jesus said those things that are spirit, those things that are flesh. In other words, there's a division between the two. There is a spirit world and there is a physical world, a natural world. There are angels present right now. There are angels present in here where I'm making this broadcast. There are angels present in your room, but I dare say you can't see them. Now, if God opened your eyes, you can see them. They're here. I can't feel them. I don't perceive them with this physical touch. However, I can feel this desk. This is a physical materiality. Faith is a spiritual materiality. There's a spiritual presence, spiritual power. You are a spirit and a body. You can live in the spirit world same as you can in the physical world. Amen. Now, this physical body has sensory perception so that I see, I hear, I taste, I smell, I feel. I take this information, categorize it, experiment with it, come up to certain conclusions, write it down in a book, and revise it ever so often, you know, and so forth. But that's the way we've established most of our schooling, most of our universities, and all of that. In fact, nearly all of them. And in a lot of cases, we've educated our minds and our bodies at the expense of our spirit. But the spirit man can be educated. The spirit man can grow. The spirit man can grow up. The problem is we have tried to demand the spirit man get its information out of this physical world. And that won't work. We've said, well, you know, I feel sick. I must be sick. I feel tired. I must be tired. Uh-oh. I mean, my bank book looks broke. I must be broke. No, I'm not broke till God goes broke. It may not be anything in the bank, but I ain't broke. Praise God. No, I'm not broke till He goes broke. I'm connected to Him. He meets my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the reason I don't get on TV and wail and carry on and beg for money. I mean, you know, I'm not judging somebody else. I just found out that I'm hooked up to God. And now we do receive offerings on radio and television and in our meetings. That's a scriptural thing to do because God wants you to have an opportunity to invest in what He's doing so that the flow between the spirit realm and the physical realm can take place. And as you give, it shall be given unto you again. That's the reason for that. But that's certainly not where my needs are met. My needs are not met by your giving. My needs are met by my giving. But that's another lesson. We're going to get into that later. I want you to see how we walk by faith, not by what we can feel or taste or see, not by what we can smell or based on our physical sense gates. That's sense knowledge. And it has its place. But it is not the last word. It's not the highest level of knowledge because a spirit created all matter. So this material world is limited and it is under the rule and domination of the spirit realm. Now, 8th chapter of Romans, and we're going to do something here to illustrate this. I want you to notice this. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. Now, I want to do something with this just simply for clarification. And in order for you to see through something here, every place that we see the word flesh, let's say senses, because that means something to us. See, that means our sense of sight, our sense of feel. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, we walk by faith, not by sight or not by what we perceive with the physical senses. I just read to you there in the book of Hebrews that says even those by reason of training, that's what we're about to do right now, is train your senses to know the difference between good and evil. So let's do this for illustration purposes. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after their senses, but after the Spirit. Now, the Spirit and the Word are one, right? Oh, yeah, God and His Word are one. Isn't that true? Sure is. That's what we read over there in the Gospel of John several times. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And the same was in the beginning with God. And the Bible says nothing was created without Him, nothing was created then without His Word. And we find over in the book of Genesis that it was the Holy Spirit that was moving on the face of the deep. All right, so we have every scriptural license to do this. And of course, like I said, we're doing this for training. We're doing this for illustration. We're not trying to change the Bible. Don't get all bent out of shape over that. I'm just illustrating this to you, trying to show you something. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not, or don't run their lives, or are dictated to, by their senses, but walk after the Word. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's very simple. My body's telling me that it's sick, but the Word always, I don't care how sick your body tells you it is, the Word still says, Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. It also says, by His stripes ye were healed. It also says again and again and again and again and again, He sent His Word and it healed them. So you can say, well, my flesh says I'm sick, but now wait a minute, that's only what I feel. That's only what I see. There must be a higher law than that. And the Word says, by His stripes ye were healed. So in the heart and the mind of God, I'm healed. So I believe I'm going to get in line with Him and think His thoughts rather than mine. Huh? So, according to the book of James that we read earlier this week, I'm going to entreat that Word and become a partaker of His divine nature, which is healing, amen, and health. Now, I begin to say then, instead of saying I'm sick, or in other words, instead of siding in with my flesh and going crosswise of the Word of God, I want to side in with the Word of God, even if I have to go crosswise of my flesh, because He watches over His Word to perform it. That means that as I walk, see now that word walk in here, who walk not after their senses but after the Word. Hallelujah. My daily life, my daily walk should be based firmly, not on what I can feel nor see, but on what I believe, and I believe the Word of God. That's what we mean by becoming Word of God minded. Now, there are certain things you have to do by the physical senses in this world. I mean, you know, dear Lord, I mean, you get in one of those airplanes there and go fly and say, well, I don't have to believe what I see. I'm not moved by what I see, and stick the thing up in the ground like a dart. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But at the same time, you use faith to fly one of those things and make a far better pilot out of you. I know I'm a far better pilot today than I was before I met Jesus and before I learned how to fly by faith. Oh, yeah. Amen. If I had time, I'd go into that and tell you that. Maybe we will later on. For the law of the Spirit of life, or the law of the Word of life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, what does that mean in particular? Well, what it means for this study right now is the fact that I don't have to be in bondage to my flesh. I don't have to believe I am what I feel. I don't have to believe that this situation is just what I see. I'm not bound to it. In the name of Jesus, I have the authority, the power, the way to change it. Huh? Sure. I have been redeemed. I may be in this world, but I'm not of this world. And the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. He's not the god of this earth. Jesus got the earth back. He's god of that Babylonian system of commerce out there that's got people trapped in it. And He says, you go into all the world and you tell them they don't have to be trapped. Praise God. I'm not of this world, but I'm in it, and I don't have to do what it says. I obey the laws of the land, but I don't have to obey the devil. I am in constant, forever resistance to him. I refuse to obey him. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the senses, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, or the sin that's in these physical senses, condemned sin in the senses, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the physical senses, but after the Word of God. For they that are after the senses do mind the things of the senses. Who do you mind?
Do you mind your flesh or you mind God? Who do you do what they say? Do you do what your flesh says or do you do what God says? Most of the time you do what your flesh says. But we shouldn't do that. Here's why. For they that are after or they that are dominated by the senses do mind the things of the senses, but they that are after the Word, the things of the Word. Now listen to this. To be carnally or to be sensual minded is death. It'll kill you. Now that's plain enough. But to be Word of God minded is life and peace. Because the sensual mind is in enmity against God, not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the senses or dominated by the senses can't please God. Why? The Bible tells you in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, without faith it's impossible to please God, and faith don't come out of the senses. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. To walk by faith, then, the Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Say this out loud. I'm not moved by what I see or by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe, and I believe the Word of God. Amen. I mean now when all hell's broken loose and it looks like you can't pay your bills and you lose your job and this and that happens. And you get up every morning and say, dear God, this thing's just going down the drain. What am I going to do? Oh, I'm never going to make it. Oh, then the devil says, that's right. That's right. You ain't never going to make it. Uh-huh. Why don't you look and see if the Bible's true? You prayed and asked God to heal you. Why don't you feel around and see if you... Oh, no, I ain't healed. I mean, there it is. I'm not healed. No, you never will be either. You're not doing anything to combat the problem. You're walking by the problem. You're walking in domination. You're being dominated by the very problem you're trying to get rid of. I'll tell you what, if you're trying to get rid of the cold, you're going to have to apply heat. You can't just stand around and cry about being cold. Amen? You go to the stove, put in the wood, light the fire, out comes the heat. You don't go to the stove and say, you give me some heat and I'll put in the wood. It ain't never going to work and you know it. Well, when I feel healed, I'll know I really am, Brother Copeland. When I got some money in my pocket, I'll start giving. You ain't ever going to have any. There's no way. Not by faith, you're not. And if you don't walk by faith, something's going to be lacking in your life where you never will have. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you're not in the senses, but in the Spirit or in the Word, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. See, you're redeemed. You're not bound to this flesh world. You're living in it, but you're not bound by it. You're not of the household of the flesh. Praise God. Oh, that's right. Amen. You're of the household of God, and you are not bound to this flesh. You are free.
Integrity provides a strong, secure, and complete foundation. It's a vital element of a successful and productive life. Founded on truth, honesty, and morals, God's Word is reliable and complete. When you begin to grasp the understanding of the internal framework of God's principles, you'll discover the integrity of God's Word that releases His power into every situation you face. The Integrity of God's Word package is 6 CDs and a workbook by Kenneth Copeland designed to enable you to understand how God's Word works. Brother Copeland guides you through the Bible. He highlights how God's Word separates us from the kingdom of Satan, our old life, and our old habits. God's Word teaches us to imitate Christ, setting us free from sin, sickness, debt, and destruction. We can rely on God's promises to release peace, prosperity, and healing into every area of our lives. The Integrity of God's Word package is a dynamic resource you can use to unlock God's miraculous power into your life today. Allow your faith to become rock solid in God's promises. Order the Integrity of God's Word package today for only $25.99 and enjoy a savings of 26%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This teaching series on CD by Kenneth Copeland, along with the study guide, will open your understanding of God's Word. For an additional 10% off, order the Integrity of God's Word package online.
The Integrity of God's Word. This is a CD series and a study guide by Kenneth Copeland. You have to ask yourself, in these uncertain days, what are you putting your trust in? Because God and His Word are the foundation to building an unshakable life. And as you listen to these things, get them going in your eyes and in your ears, read through this study guide, you are allowing your faith to become rock solid in God's Word and on His promises. You have grounds for victory, but you're going to have to fill your mind with faith and not fear. When you do, you begin to teach this to your family. Share it in a Bible study. These are excellent resources for you to add to your faith library. So order your package today. Now listen, if you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a 24-hour prayer line. We have prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. They will come into agreement with you on God's Word, lay hold of His promises for you and your family. So if you need prayer and somebody to agree with you, contact us. Let us pray. Now, for KCM offices outside the United States, you can check their hours of operations as well. Now, tomorrow on the broadcast, Brother Copeland teaches us the formula for success in this life, and it is simply this: put God's Word first. Meditate on it day and night. Hear from God. Be prosperous in His Word. You're going to want to pay attention to this teaching. This is something for every believer to hear, for every believer to know, and for every believer to walk in. It doesn't matter if you were born again today or you've been walking with the Lord for 30 years, you want to lay hold of this. It will make all the difference in your life. Thanks so much for joining us on this broadcast today. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a week-long conference that'll change your life. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and exciting services for both children and teens. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning, then join Gloria Copeland for Healing School Saturday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.